Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger, your host as always. It is the 24th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Probably the biggest news that happened yesterday was Sprint saying, let's give Jay-Z a little money. That's right, U.S. Telecom Sprint decided to buy about 33% of Tidal. And those of you unfamiliar with that, yeah, that's another one of those streaming services out there, but they promise high-fidelity audio. Now, even though Sprint's getting 33% of the company, Jay-Z, the man, he's still gonna be in charge. So really, this is about Sprint customers gaining access to exclusive content. Problem is, though, at this announcement, we didn't hear what that exclusive content will be. The official statement read a little something like this. As part of the partnership, Sprint will acquire 33% of Tidal. Jay-Z and the artist owners will continue to run Tidal's artist-centric service as its pioneers and grows the direct relationship between artists and fans. Of course, this is all hot off the heels of all those rumors we've been hearing about people buying Tidal. We even heard maybe Samsung, possibly Google, and even Spotify were all interested. Who would have thought Sprint would be sticking their nose in there? Looks like Asus wants a piece of the pie. Yeah, that's right, Asus is ready to take on Raspberry Pi. Only this one can actually offer 4K video. That's interesting. The official name of the Asus product is called the Tinkerboard. Not Tinker Toys, Tinkerboard. Although they're selling it for a little bit more than we can get a Raspberry Pi for. It's around 46 pounds, about $57 if you do the conversion. Yeah, quite a bit more, isn't it? Because Raspberry Pi 3 model, yeah, it's about $35. So it's almost twice the price. Other things you're going to be seeing on the Tinkerboard will be a 1.0 gigahertz rock chip, and for you audiophiles out there, 192 kilohertz 24-bit audio. Plus, they're cramming 2 gigabytes of RAM on there, Bluetooth 4.0, and 4 USB ports, which, by the way, are only 2.0. So I guess you can say with that extra gigabyte of RAM, 4K video, maybe that justifies the price increase. Will be interesting to see how Raspberry responds. Okay, let's face it. Google Chromebooks are cool, but they haven't really taken off much, have they? Nah. Well, maybe this will help them become a little bit more popular. You might remember last year Google saying, looks like we probably could bring Android apps to Google Chrome, and that's exactly what they're doing. At least to some devices out there. Now, the company has already confirmed that Android apps are already available on the Asus Chromebook Flip, the Acer Chromebook R11, and Google Chromebook Pixel, of course. Google's also published a very long list of all compatible Chromebooks that I can't really read to you, so as best you just head on to Google, it would take me about 10 minutes to get through it all. Google also stated all Chromebooks launching in 2017, and of course after, will be fully compatible with Android apps. And finally, heading down to Australia. If you've got an Australian passport, well, you might just be throwing that thing out pretty soon. Because Australia seems ready to replace passports with biometric tech. Yes, officials are saying down there in Australia that maybe by 2020, the country will implement a system to replace the standard paper ID with biometric technology that, of course, recognizes your face, your eyeballs, and, of course, your fingerprints. They're saying the ultimate goal is to have 90% of arrivals passing through unmanned electronic stations. They say they only want to get humans involved when there's, say, a travel restriction or a technical glitch. Now, of course, the system ain't gonna be cheap. About $94 million cheap. Yikes. And if you think that's one time, no. That's over 5 years. Of course, we know biometric technology has made huge leaps and bounds as far as being accurate, but it still has a few little glitches here and there. And maybe in a case in point of this, it might be become a little controversial. But Australia's not worried, there's ain't no, mate. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. www.BritishTechNetwork.com. That is our website. Get on over there. Get subscribed to our podcast. Check out our blog and our review section there as well. Check out our Facebook page and give us a like, too, over there. British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And check out our BTN community. All those lovely little people over there waiting to talk to you. It's a whole bunch of fun. Do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your hump day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.